Determining the value of an investment property. When someone is selling a home, emotion heavily affects his decision-making ability. Therefore, the seller may overestimate the value of the property. For instance, he may have made an improvement, such as a swimming pool, which was expensive but may actually detract from the property's value for some buyers. Sometimes I'm mystified about the criteria that homeowners use to establish selling prices for their homes. For example, a common approach is to use what they paid, plus inflation over the number of years that they've owned the property, and how much they spent for the improvements. Then they add all these three things together, and that's their asking price. What's wrong with this formula is that real estate is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. As a real estate investor, you can't let emotion play a part in your decision-making. Quite honestly, you can't afford to fall in love with a property and ignore the fact that it might be a money loser. And you can't listen to a property owner who is giving you their best guess estimates, even though he's not in touch with the prices in his neighborhood. You have to do your homework, and luckily these days you can find quality property information on the internet. Your sole concern should be, how is this property going to benefit me when I buy it? But you have an edge over other buyers because you'll remain dispassionate and logical through the process. You're not going to overpay. Let them outbid you. They can have it. You wait for the next one. There are many factors to consider. First of all, you should check the general condition of the property, inspecting inside and out for any number of factors like cracks and insect infestation and leaks, just to name a few. Make sure every window opens smoothly, every faucet works, and every toilet flushes. If it's winter, turn on the air conditioning. If it's summer, try the heat. You get the picture? Do a study of what houses in the neighborhood are sold for and what their condition is compared to the one you're considering. Use an appraiser to get an idea of the home's value if you're new to investing. Now it's time to crunch the numbers. Look at all the hidden costs of buying the home, from taxes to closing costs. Consider what you'll have to fix up and how much it's going to cost you. Then consider how much you can flip the house for and what your profit will be. Or if you're planning to rent the property, what your cash flow will be for the property less the operating expenses. All of them, including management. Once you've completed your analysis and you've determined that you have a profitable property, then make a bid based solely on those figures. You'll be glad you kept emotion out of it because this way you're not going to get burned. In this audio chapter, I'm going to be discussing the factors that influence property value. What to look for when you inspect a property, the fundamentals of three approaches to determining value, and how to perform a cash flow analysis using the cash flow analysis form provided in the Real Estate Forms portfolio. Let's begin.